Happy 4th of July, everyone. A strong area of high pressure will continue to dominate our Independence Day forecast across upstate New York and interior New England. Sunshine will be around from start to finish today with comfortable humidity levels. High temperatures will be near seasonable averages. Our strong area of high pressure will be stubborn to move as it remains anchored over the northeast throughout the day Wednesday. This will keep sunshine in the forecast and temperatures on the warm and seasonable side once again. Eventually, high pressure will shift east, allowing for humidity to climb on Thursday with an increasing chance at showers and thunderstorms. The most likely scenario for these would be into the western Mohawk Valley, Adirondacks, with showers approaching the Hudson Valley a little bit later on in the day. Better chances for rain will arrive by Friday. However, forecast models really struggling with the amount of rainfall potential with this particular system. Regardless, precipitable water values are averaging at about an inch and a half, so significant rain will be possible, and this storm system will need to be monitored fairly carefully. Conditions will start to improve by Saturday afternoon and evening time as dry weather begins to move back into the forecast region, with everyone drying out for the second half of the weekend on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the severe weather threat will shift into the Upper Plains as well as the Mississippi Valley and Great Lakes. Although it appears the severe weather nature of these storms will gradually shift to a more of a heavy rain nature as a subtle convective low pressure system that is forecast to form in the Central Plains in association with thunderstorm clusters begins to interact and move east-northeast along a weak frontal boundary. The subtle low pressure can enhance precipitation as it moves into the mid-Mississippi Valley. As far as the western United States, a ridge will continue to strengthen today, meaning heat will intensify as well. Strong July sun will push temperatures in the Intermountain region from the upper 90s to the lower 100s, while the desert southwest soars into the 110s. Little to no rainfall will keep fire danger on the high side. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, partly sunny skies will give way to mostly sunny skies. Highs are in the mid-80s with light wind in Boston, sunny skies. High temperatures will climb into the lower 80s, a light breeze as well. And finally, in Buffalo, sunny skies with afternoon highs in the upper 70s and a light afternoon breeze. Taking a look at the climate report in Albany today, the average high temperature, 82 degrees with an average low of 61. The record high is 104, that was set back in 1911, and the record low is 44, set back in 1977. Sunrise, 5:23 a.m. and sunset, 8:36 p.m., a total of 15 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, a net loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Your contiguous United States 24-hour temperature extremes ran from 30 degrees Monday morning in Climax, Colorado, to 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, Monday afternoon. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny skies with temperatures in the low to upper 70s. Wind will remain light out of the north. We will remain mostly clear overnight with lows falling into the 40s and 50s with light wind. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, expect sunshine all day with high temperatures reaching the upper 70s to mid 80s with a light northerly wind. Overnight, lows will fall in the mid to upper 50s with calm wind and clear skies. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, expect mostly sunny skies. Highs will be in the upper 70s with a light northerly wind. Overnight, expect clear conditions and calm conditions. Lows will be falling into the 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny skies will be around all day. Highs will be in the upper 70s with a light northerly wind. Overnight, expect clear skies and calm conditions. Lows will be falling into the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunshine will be around all day with a light northerly wind. Highs will reach the upper 70s to lower 80s. Overnight skies will remain clear. Low temperatures will be in the low to upper 50s. Your regional forecast for tomorrow includes more sunshine. High temperatures will be a couple of degrees warmer, reaching the 70s and 80s. Across the listening area, wind remains on the light side as we remain anchored underneath high pressure. Wednesday night, lows will be falling into the 50s and 60s. Now Thursday, that's when we begin to see some changes as showers and thunderstorms will return to the forecast, primarily for those western and northern zones, gradually working its way to the east. High temperatures still seasonable for early July, climbing into the 70s and lower 80s. Low temperatures will be falling into the 60s with increase in cloud cover for your evening Thursday into your day on Friday. Friday, highs will rebound into the 70s and 80s, again seasonable under mostly cloudy skies. However, we will be needing to keep an eye out for the threat of widespread scattered showers and thunderstorms Friday afternoon into the evening before conditions start to dry out for your second half of the day on Saturday. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.